Amen. Well, praise God for you all. We're going to go before the Lord this call. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this Full of Faith Friday, knowing that once that mustard seed is planted, you will do amazing and great things. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for the speaker that is coming on this day all the way from Brooklyn, New York, Apostle Leith. We just thank you for him and the word that will come forth from the throne room. And Father, we just want to thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for their yes. We thank you that they were full of faith and said yes when you gave them the call for the master's call. Father, we thank you that they followed the mandate to a T all the way from the scripture to the mission statement, Father. And we just want to say thank you for Artists International being the thread that put us all together, God. We just want to thank you for the opportunity that you have given us. Thank you for the chance to change our mindset. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to change our zip codes and our financial futures as well as our health, God. Lord, we know if we put you first and have faith, all things are possible. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you pour the blood of the Lamb over this call that is that is uninterrupted, that there are no hindrances, that there are no drop calls, no static on the mind, no static in people's mind as well. Anything that will block them from hearing the word this morning, we cast it down to the pits of hell. And we just want to thank you, Father, for blessing us while we're on this mind. And, Father, after we leave the call, God, we know we won't be out of your presence, that you will bless us then as well. So, Father, we just say thank you, we honor, and we praise you. And we're so careful not to take the credit for anything that has manifested in our life. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, this is LaShawn in Delaware. I love you all with Jesus' joy, and there's nothing you could do about it. And I am now turning this call over to Minister Tiffany. Have a fantastic, full of faith day. Are you there?
I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can. Take it away, sis.
Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God and we praise God for you. Thank you so much for greeting us and opening us up in prayer on this Full of Faith Friday. And we're glad to know that you made it back home to Delaware safely from the ATL. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning. TMC family, this is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California. And I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. On behalf of the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we greet each one of you. And the mission statement for this call is that every single Monday through Friday when you call in, that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day and as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our scripture reference that we stand on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So every day here on the Master's Call, we begin this call in prayer and we end in prayer. Today is Friday, so that means that at the end of this call, we go into part two where we hear your praise reports, your testimonies, and your prayer requests. So please make sure that you stay on the line so you can share with us what is happening with you. We have been pushing, pressing, fasting, and praying for today is day 40, so that means that we have been moving for 40 days, and we say hallelujah and give God the glory for the great and the new things that he has been doing as a result of us yielding to God in these 40 days. And so, yes, no, that does not mean that you get to have chocolate today. That means that you still press through, and if you have not joined us, we invite you to just fast today. If you have not fasted at all this year, go ahead and join us today. Take away the meats, take away the breads and the sweets today and the sodas, and just, you know, spend some time with God and see what God has for you. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so we give you, each and every single one of you, a happy, happy Valentine's Day shout out from the Master's Call. Know that we love each and every single one of you, and God loves you more. Following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-5598 pound. Once again, 530-881-1300 and the access code 539-5598 pound. Please, please, please save the date. March 27th, 28th, and 29th. All roads lead to Houston, Texas for the Kings of Artists and Artists International Empowerment Event. So you want to make sure that you put on your calendar a block for those dates, because we definitely want to see each and every single one of you in Houston, Texas. Artists International and the Kings of Artists will be doing some new things, and we want to make sure that you are in the house. And if you're wondering what is Artists International, well, it is the number one reshaping and health and wellness company in the world. And so if you don't know what it is about, then I invite you to get back with the person that invited you to this call, and they will be definitely more than happy to share with you about Artists International. An appointment with Artists will truly change your life. Well, at this time, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, he is an amazing man of God. He is known as Apostle Christopher E. Finch. Apostle Christopher E. Finch is the pastor of Hope for All Outreach Christian Center and president of the Hope of All Bible College. He is also founder, president, and CEO of the C.E. Finch Urban Initiative, a community-based resource center comprising of an after-school learning academy and a social research center. Incepted through partnership with the King County District Attorney's Office of the City of New York, assisting at-risk youth in obtaining employment and mentorship opportunities. Apostle Finch is a native of Trinidad, where he spent his childhood and received his education. He completed his ministerial training under the tutelage of the United Pentecostal Churches Incorporated. And in June of 1998, he was ordained to the office of pastor. Apostle Finch completed his biblical and theological disciplines through Community Bible Institute and Canon Bible College and Seminary, where he received his Doctorate of Divinity. In the spring of 2002, he founded Hope for All Bible College and Seminary, an integral component to his vision, mission, and ministry. Apostle Finch has been given a global vision from the Lord to preach and teach the Word of God to the nations of the world under the apostolic mantle. He is also used of the Lord as an international conference speaker to teach and train leaders. He preaches and teaches biblical truths with revelation knowledge from the Lord in an effort to disciple and help Christians find their purpose and destiny in the kingdom of God. You can visit him at www.cefinch.org. So at this time, it is an honor and privilege and pleasure to introduce and bring to the line at this time, Apostle Christopher E. Finch. Apostle, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Go ahead, man of God. Take it away. The platform is yours.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Sister Tiffany. And at this time, I would like to take the time to acknowledge Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And I'd like to acknowledge them for giving me the opportunity to share the Word of God with you this morning. And this morning, I'd like to go right into the Word of God. And I would like to use for a text this morning Psalm chapter 8, reading from verses 4 to 6. And it says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angel, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand, and thou hast put all things under his feet." The Lord has been dealing with me. Thank you, Father, for your word. Your word is already blessed. I pray that you will bless everyone that is on the line this morning. The question always remains, is there a true word from the Lord? And I would like to respond by saying, yes, there is a true word from the Lord. And I pray that every heart will be sensitive and be responsive to the word that comes through my mouth, simply as a vessel, as an orator for you, but speaking under your direction. The Lord has been dealing with me concerning there is a glory coming. There is a glory coming. I have been listening just prior to the introduction of the 40 days fasting, and we need to understand that a sacrifice always precedes the glory. So those of you who have been under fast have a great expectation, because there is no glory without the sacrifice. I want to identify three types of people that come to God. It is, one, those that have a need and they want God to solve that need. Two, there are people who wants to learn, know the principles of the kingdom of God so that they can receive material blessings from God. But there is a third group, those that came to experience the glory of God. And this morning, I really want to talk to those that came to experience the glory of God. Those who come, who feel that they can be the express image of the brightness of God and will uphold the moral values of God without any form of compromise. And as a subtopic, I want to use restoring of the glory. I believe that the glory of God has been stolen. It began in Genesis chapter 1. It began in the book of Genesis, where Satan spoke Eve and encouraged Eve to eat of the fruit of the tree, and Eve and Adam lost the glory of God. But Jesus Christ came back, and Jesus Christ came and as a man, and he died in order to restore the glory back to man. He has given it to the church. But I believe the church is in a place, we are the place where, once again, the enemy is robbing us of the glory of God. Let me say, where do we find the glory of God? I'll define what it is in a minute, but where do we find the glory of God? Psalm 91 and 1 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So the glory of God is not in our business model. It is not in our mansions. It is not in our bank account. It is not in a man or woman that we depend on, but it is in our relationship with God. It is in the secret place. That's where we find the glory. Now, the glory, what is it? The Hebrew word for glory is kavod, K-A-V-O-D, which is translated weightiness. It is the weight of God. It is God flexing his muscles. It is God pushing his weight around. It comes from the Greek word, the glory comes from the Greek word, which is called doxa. Doxa speaks of praise. It speaks of kingly honor. It speaks of splendor. It speaks of brightness, excellence, magnificence, dignity, grace, which includes wealth and resources, the fertile lands, great city of the earth. All these pertain to the glory of God. You know, what should the glory of God look like? It should look like a level of power and authority that demonstrate the magnificence, the beauty, the grace, the dignity, the resources, and the majesty of God over people, places, and things. But we cannot not talk about, when we're dealing with glory, we cannot not talk about power and authority. Power is the Greek word dunamis, meaning the ability to act us to exercise military force. But then we have authority, the Greek word exousia, the right to act based on the ability to provide proof of ownership, the right to transact business as the legal owner. Satan has power, but he doesn't have authority. He has force. He has the ability to exercise force, but he doesn't have authority because he doesn't have the ability to act based on the proof of ownership. He doesn't have ownership. He has power, but he doesn't have authority. We have both power and authority. Jesus Christ called his disciples, and he gave them power and authority because they can exercise the right of ownership to bring about changes and to see things move according to God's divine purpose and plan. This morning, I believe that the glory is lost when the creature is worshipped instead of the creator. I believe that the glory is lost when the blessing is worshipped instead of the blesser. I believe that the glory is lost when what we create with our hands is worshipped instead of the hands that created us. And in the book of Luke, chapter 4, and verse 5, and the devil taking him up, which is Jesus, into the high mountain, and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give unto thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me and whomsoever I will. This helps me to understand that there is a glory that doesn't come from God. There is a satanic glory. Satan can give us glory. That's why it's important that we are able to discern the glory of man, the glory of Satan, and the glory of God. Satan can give us the glory to become famous, but there is a glory that Jesus Christ restored back to us, and he paid for it with the price of his blood. And the way that Satan gives us glory is the fact that he wants us to use our power to satisfy our own desires. We see the glory of God stolen from Israel in 1 Samuel chapter 4. Israel, as a chosen people of God, went to battle without the ark. They went to battle without the ark, and they lost 4,000 men. They felt maybe there was a problem. They went now, they got the ark, they took the ark, and they went into battle once again. They lost this time 30,000 men simply because they believed that simply being chosen, that they could live a life of sin and have the ark in their presence, and God will still give them victory. They lost the glory. They lost the glory. They lost the glory for many years. But there was a man after God's own heart, a man in the name of David, who believed that he had the right to be able to go back and recover that glory. And God used David to restore that glory. Can I get an amen from those of you in the line? What does stolen glory look like? You've been laid off or you've been fired from your job, but you have not worked in many years. You are demoted from a position, business failure, bankruptcy, the loss of home. All these are examples of stolen glory. Then you have hidden glory. Hidden glory, you're qualified, but you always pass over for the position. You have the lowest bid on the job, but you're unable to get the contract. You're struggling to make progress. You are doing all the right things, but nothing is turning out right simply because your glory has been stolen from you or your glory is hidden. This morning, I want to encourage somebody this morning to let them know that God is about to restore their glory. There is a glory that is coming. Jesus restored the glory to his disciples. He said in John 17, Father, give them the glory that was upon me. He said, because so that they can be one, even as you and I are one. Oh, can I get an amen? Amen. Can I get an amen? The glory of God. The glory of God doesn't come without challenges. In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 17, Paul talking about the affliction that he has experienced that is but is not worthy to the glory that he was about to receive. Many people come short of the glory of God because they don't want to pay the price for the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah. I bless the Lord this morning. God came unto Gideon, and he said, Gideon, mighty man of valor, mighty man of valor. Gideon said, how could you call me a mighty man of valor when we are in this condition? What happened to the glory? What happened to the glory that the forefathers had spoken to us about? He began to make excuses. He began to tell God, I am the smallest. I came from the smallest tribe. I am poor. But God was saying, it has nothing to do with the size of your family. It has nothing to do with riches, but it has everything to do. Do you have a heart to win? I want to ask somebody here this morning, do you have a heart to win? It is not about what you have been through. It is not anything to do with your past, but do you have a heart to win? If you have a heart to win this morning and you submit yourself under the instruction of God, God will restore that glory. Moses, in conclusion, Moses said, God, I want you to show me your glory. If you looked at the text in Exodus chapter 33, you would see that God, Moses made a request to God, and he said, Lord, if your presence does not go with me, don't let me go. God said, okay, I will let my presence go. But Moses was not satisfied. Moses still went ahead and said, show me your glory. What was the difference? Moses understood that you can have the presence of God with you, but you could still lose the battle because the presence of God is limited by the will of man. And depending on man's will, man is not allowing himself to be submitted under the mighty hand of God, that the glory of God, that the presence of God can restrict the power of God. So Moses says, God, I want you to show me your glory, because the glory of God is not restricted by the will of man. So God this morning wants to move us from presence to glory. I said this morning, God wants to move us from presence to glory. I'm saying this morning, God wants to move us from presence to glory. God understands that with the anointing, if God allows man to become familiar with anything, man will find a way to imitate it. Man will find a way to duplicate it. Man was able to mimic the anointing. Man is able to mimic the anointing. There is people, anointed men and women of God, that still struggle with issues in their life. But when the glory comes, there is no issue that could cause man to struggle. God wants to restore to somebody this morning on the other end of the line. He wants to restore your glory. God wants to restore your glory. God wants you to move from presence to glory. Every stolen glory under the sound of my voice this morning, I decree and I declare by the word of God and by the power of God that God shall restore your glory. There is a glory coming. Be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap in due season if your heart faint not. There is a glory coming. There's a glory coming back to your house. There is a glory coming back to your health. There's a glory coming back to your business. There is a glory coming back to your family. There's a glory coming back to your ministry. Every stolen glory, I command in the name of Jesus that the enemy restore that glory right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance. May he be gracious unto you. And may he give you peace. Receive that restored glory this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We receive the glory, the restored glory of God. Thank you so much, Apostle Finch, for blessing us in a mighty way this morning. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this morning after we go to God in prayer and also give a couple of announcements. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless and glorify your holy name. We celebrate you and honor you. We love you, God, and we thank you for allowing us the opportunity to fall in love with you on a daily basis. We thank you for Apostle Finch as he has brought forth your mighty word straight from the throne room, God. We pray as he has empowered, enriched, and enhanced our lives, that you would increase in him and his ministry right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that every need will be met and that it will overflow, God, and that you will fill him up with all the things that he needs to continue to build your kingdom. And I speak right now that restoration, that new things, new seasons, new opportunities, new change, new relationships, new grace, new mercy, new power, new authority, new favor, new blessings and increase are ahead of each and every single one of you. I speak healing right now, and I decree and declare that the blood that you shed on Calvary's cross for us, God, that we are healed and that we are made whole in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, and I praise you right now that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, because we are more than conquerors in you, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for 40 days of fasting, 40 days of praying, 40 days of obeying, 40 days of denying ourselves, God, so that your will be magnified in our lives, God. And so right now, I come to you lifting up the Shaw family, lifting up the Smith family, lifting up Platinum Presidents Verdita Monk and Juanita Kraft, and I pray right now that the celebration for their mother on tomorrow in Stratham, Georgia at 1 o'clock p.m. for Mother Lila Johnson will go forth in your way, God, as we celebrate her life and her legacy. Father, I pray that you would give comfort, that you would give peace, and that you would give strength, God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just bless your holy name. I thank you for Artist International, for the Diaz de Leon family. I thank you for the products and the new things that you are doing in Artist International. I lift up the Kings of Artists event that will be happening March 27th, 28th, and 29th to you right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak that 300 plus will be in Houston, Texas for that event. I lift up Martha Marie Preston's mom to you right now, God. And I bless and praise, God, for each and every person that is under the sound of my voice, God. I pray that they will know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, that they walk in your anointing, they walk in your power, they walk in the favor, God, that you have before them. Any door that they enter, favor is waiting for them there, God. Any door that they open, blessings are waiting for them there. Any door that they walk into, new things are waiting for them there, God. And so I praise you, and I thank you. I rejoice with you and give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it is done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So TMZ family, we thank each and every single one of you for dialing into this call. I know you want to go back and listen to the replay, and there's two places that you could do that at. Number one, you could dial in to 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. Also, you could go to our website, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will be able to hear this powerful and mighty message again. Remember, this is day 40 of our fast, and tomorrow, again, happy Valentine's Day to each and every single one of you. Remember, the greatest Valentine is in your life every day, and his name is Jesus Christ. So give him some love and share him with someone today. Immediately following the second half of this call, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598-pound. I also want to lift up Devine Smith, her 80-year-old aunt Joan Fuller, And we're praying for total and complete healing over her body as she experienced the house fire. So definitely want to keep her in prayer as well. We know that God is able to do the exceeding and abundantly. And one thing that we know is that in 2015, we will see miracles, signs, and wonders in Jesus' name. So at this time, Apostle Finch, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for part one of this, the Master's Call?
Thank you very much again. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, for all those that were on the line this morning and for Addis International, I release a renewed glory. Your word says, Lord, be thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and the royal diadem in the hand of thy God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show forth his handiwork. Show forth your handiwork in our lives today. Let every home be filled with your glory. With whatever we do, let it be done for your glory and for your honor, Lord. Let the glory of God be released upon everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. And Father, this morning we honor you. We praise you, we bless you, and we thank you for the things that is to come. You have promised us that there is a glory coming. So God, we are in position. We are ready to receive that glory. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wow, what a powerful time we have had here on the Master's Call this morning. We received that word of God. Thank you so much again, Apostle Finch, for blessing us this morning. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for seating us and greeting us. And God, we thank you for your presence and your anointing and power here on the line. And for each and every single one of you who dialed in this morning, thank you, thank you, thank you. This call would not be what it is every day without you who continue to dial in and spread the word each and every single day. And so at this time, we're going to go into part two where we hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. This is an opportunity for you to come on the line and share what God has done in your lives in these 40 days of fasting and praying and being in unity and standing in agreement together. So at this time, without further ado, I am so excited to bring to you one of the co-founders here on the Master's Call. We affectionately call her our Mother Ego. And why do we say that? Is because she makes sure that she allows the gifts that are in each one of us that we don't even know and see to come out and to be manifest here on earth. And I love her dearly. I thank God for her dedication. I thank God for her commitment. And I thank God that she's a woman of God who walks in victory. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for that kind introduction. Man of God, thank you, Apostle, for that profound word of restoring the glory. Awesome word, and there's plenty of meat in that message that we'll be chewing on for days and weeks to come. Thank you, and also thank you, Miss LaShawn, my blessing, full of energy and Jesus' joy for greeting God's people. It is always an honor, and today we are so excited, as Minister Tiffany has said, we have reached the mountaintop, 40 days of fasting and prayer, staying before the face of God, turning down our plate, walking the floor, bombarding heaven, believing God to do what none other can do, watching him move mightily in our life, and full of expectation of the awesome things that are yet still to come. It's an honor, it's been a privilege to pray for our Artists International family. And true to the custom and the platform and the mandate on this call, each and every Friday we open up the line so that we can hear your prayer requests and bathe them in prayer. We can hear the breakthroughs, the praise reports that encourage the hearts of others. And we thank God for all of them. We definitely will be lifting up the man of God as we will pray for virtue and all to be restored back into apostle. We praise God for Pastor John, who brought him to us as a new distributor of our Artist International family. And if you go to his website, that's an awesome website, an awesome ministry. Has done so many things of kingdom building with the Urban Alternative and Urban Initiative, with his Bible College and the teacher. I just love when we blossom and grow. And you see the little praise dancers on the website. We praise God for the man of God to take the time that he does to come and be a part of our master's call. We also definitely, as you heard Tiffany pray for, will be specifically lifting up our platinum presidents, Verdita Monk and Juanita Kraft, who will be celebrating the homegoing of their mother. They have a wake today from 6 to 7 in Athens, Georgia, and then on tomorrow in Streatham, Georgia, there will be her homegoing celebration of Mother Lila. And I tell you, she has been a trooper, been battling for the last 3 years, but now she's in the presence of the Lord today. I spoke with Verdita yesterday, and a strong, peaceful resolve for the family. Verdita was there almost every day at the hospital this last year, and Juanita worked and got there as much as she could, but they are at peace, and they were right by her bedside when she went home to be with the Lord. So we are definitely going to keep our Artist family sisters in prayer tomorrow as they celebrate the life of their mother. So we want to definitely keep them covered in your prayers. And the other prayer request that we want to make sure that we keep before us is I heard from Diamond President Reggie, where he sent me the request to pray for Sister Smith with her aunt, Joan Fuller, 80 years old, a house fire burning over two-thirds of her body. And so we're standing with that family and standing believing for the healing for Joan Fuller. It's bad enough if you're young, but definitely that old, and the destruction of the house. He sent me pictures, call for us to really keep them in prayer. We, of course, are praying for the Kings of Artists and excited that they are going to be putting on this conference in conjunction with the corporate office. And it's going to be a double powerful affair, March 27th and 29th in H-Town, we call Houston, Texas. And it's going to be at the Hyatt, the Airport Hyatt. I thought it was the Hilton, but got corrected. It's at the Hyatt Hotel, which literally is not even a mile up the street from the George Bush International Continental Airport. So when you fly in, just boom, right up the street is our Hyatt Hotel, and they'll be working on further details. The website does have the registration information to go to artistempowermentconference.com, and please, please, please register. Don't wait till the 11th hour. They do need a good count. They do need all the seed money they can to plan this event with the spirit of excellence that they have given us each and every year that they've held the conference. So we're asking right now to begin to pray, pray for us, beginning with our Minister Sharon and others, because we don't just have church, we have church on that Sunday morning, and we always take care of that component, the first component that Papa Diaz de Leon has of our motto, our mantra, which is faith, family and lifestyle, but first the faith. So we will be having church that Sunday morning, and praise and worship and a powerful word of God. So let's keep all that in prayer. So the queue is still empty. So if you need to hit *6 and 1 and come in the queue, if not, I will pray for what I have already listed for us to pray. We will prolong the call, but this is your opportunity. Excuse my little head cold I've got here. This is your opportunity to let us know what you stand in need of so we can, in corporate one accord, pray for. Just thought of one thing. My senior prophet called me yesterday. I want us to lift up her son, Joshua Jones. He's facing an unfair attack. He's been incarcerated. Wrong place at the wrong time, not involved, but a shooting on a basketball court area. Las Vegas has laws that if you were just even around, they want to cite you for murder. So we're just believing God for his vindication. And if you would stand with our artist distributor, Dr. Ann Jones, for her son, Joshua Jones, just praying on Tuesday that all will be well with that court case. All righty, we're going to go ahead first to 2486. Good morning, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning,
Good morning,
Pastor.
Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
This is Edith Bird. How are you?
Good morning. What is your prayer request this morning?
The prayer request is for Ellen Warren. She's taking chemotherapy treatment. She has completed 5, and she's supposed to do 12. And so please keep her lifted up in Jesus' name.
What was her first name, dear?
Ellen, E-L-L-E-N.
Ellen Young, okay, 14.
Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, Warren.
I'm sorry, okay, thank you. All righty, we will definitely keep our prayer. We're glad to have you on the call this morning. Glad you were able to join us. All right, Siobhan. I heard you help the team. Good morning,
Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Good. Yeah, I had to pull over so I could chime in because I'm driving. But I just want to put in a prayer request for the Reason family, R-E-A-S-O-N. They are a blended family of 8 children, and their oldest, who was only 6 years old, he passed away. They had the services last Saturday. So if we could just keep them in prayer. Also, I just want to wish a blessed Valentine's Day to all of the Master's Call family. And thank you and Dr. PK so much for this call. I'll tell you, the messages this week have just been absolutely awesome. Thank you. And to all of you, have a blessed, a Christ-centered weekend.
All righty. To you also, be blessed. Okay, and Miss Jackie Henderson, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor V. Good morning, Pastor V, and good morning to the TMC family. I quickly would like to enter into prayer requests, one for the Leggett family. My cousin Reggie Leggett, you had been praying for his mom. She passed away, and they are laying her soul to rest today. And he lived in Baltimore, but originally they're from Myrtle Beach, and so they had taken the body back to Myrtle Beach to lay her at rest in her hometown. So pray for that family and his safe travels back home. And also, a couple of weeks ago, I asked you to pray for Doris Harris, and she passed away. She was the mother of a coworker of mine and a friend of mine as well. And her services are tomorrow, so to keep her and the Harris family uplifted. And also, as a praise report, I completed my leadership course and received my certificate. So thank you for your prayers in that. It was very enlightening to me, opened a lot of understanding for me, and I continue to go on and to be the leader God has called me to be.
Amen. Congratulations. So proud of you. We were talking about you in that course the other day. Queen Victoria and I just praying for you. So amen and amen. All righty. Well, that's all that's in the queue right now. So we'll go on and go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for first allowing us, mandating upon us, and for many of us who heard and heeded to the call of 40 days of sacrificing, walking and praying in the trenches, to fortify the atmosphere with prayer so that your kingdom come, your will be done in the hearts and lives of our artist family. We know things don't happen just because we would like them to happen or that we desire for them to happen. We understand the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We understand from Matthew 17:21 that some things do not come but by prayer and fasting. So, Father, I thank you for those foot soldiers who saw fit to be obedient and to crucify the flesh and to sacrifice for the many as they have fasted and prayed these 40 days. Thank you for the breakthroughs. Many we may never know, but you will account it to us for your righteousness. I thank you as we always have a heart tender and sensitive to your voice and your will, that we speak blessings and pour back virtue into the man of God. We thank you for Apostle Finch, and we thank you that you yoked his heart, his life, his ministry to our Artists International family, to his leadership of Pastor Glenn John. I thank you for him now being a part of our Artists International family, for the time and the virtue that he poured out, poured back into this, your manservant, a hundredfold. We thank you for his life. We thank you for his legacy. And we celebrate all he is doing and will do. Father, we thank you for your presence and your peace being with Verdina and Juanita Kraft. I thank you as they will lay their mother to rest tomorrow. I thank you for celebrating life and as they remember the memory, the love, the truth, the love for Christ that she planted in their lives all these years, and how she loved God and she loved her family. So I just thank you that this will be a time of peace and strength and celebration for that family. We send the word and know that it will comfort them. Father, we lift up our distributor, Devine Smith, as she's praying for her aunt, Joan Miller. We send that Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to the hospital for that house fire that has burnt her body. You are still a healer. We ask you to touch her. Touch Mother Joan Fuller from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, this damage from the fire is a name, but it must bow to the name of Jesus. And Father, even the loss of her home, the damage to her home, we ask that you are the restorer. You are the restorer first of peace in this woman of God's mind, for her strength, for her recovery, and that the family, the loved ones will rally around her. And just like the man of God preached this morning about restoring the glory, Father, you are the restorer of all things. And as the thief has come in, you said in Proverbs 6:31, he has to give it back sevenfold. So we speak back the sevenfold restoration into a Mother Joan Fuller's life. We lift up and pray for the kings of artists and the corporate office as they go forth with the planning of the Artist Empowerment Conference. We thank you that we are already bombarding heaven, clearing the way, praying forth the will of God for this conference, March 27th through 29th. Father, we're praying for all of those who desire to come and to put the desire in some that need to come from the north, the south, the east, and west, for traveling mercies, for finances to be there, time off from work, and Father, for the hotel, all of it to come together for prices to be the best ever. Father, we thank you for anointing the speakers that will speak to our heart, encourage our heart, downloading instruction for our minds to be the best that we are called to be as your ministers in the marketplace. All the details that they are coming together with a spirit of excellency and a spirit of unity. We lift up the visionary, Diamond President Reggie, and all of the kings of artists, and they flow in one accord with the corporate office, and Alejandra and Elvia and all those who, Carla, who will be working tirelessly to make this event the best ever. We call it blessed. We call it successful. We call it empowering. In one accord, we speak to the heavens that you are going before us and making the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth. Father, we call out Joshua Jones' name, and we call him vindicated. Father, you be his attorney in that courtroom. You expose truth and light, and we ask for the mercy of God. You said the heart of the ruler, the king, is in your hand. You touch that judge and touch her heart, and you turn it whichever way you will. And Father, he killed no one, and even out of a young man's being in the wrong place at the wrong time, the devil will not be able to destroy his life or his livelihood. By the blood of Jesus, I speak strength and peace to his mother's mind. and that as the prayers of the righteous go up, Father, vindication, victory is his. We thank you for Ellen Warren. Chemo cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Father, you are the Surgeon General. We send the word, Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue to her body, to every cell, every tissue, every organ of her body. We call her the healed and the whole in you, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all of her understanding. And Father, we pray for the recent family with the homegoing of the oldest sibling. Comfort them, give them peace in the midst of the tears, in the midst of the why, in the midst of the how could this happen. You be their comforter. You be their solace. You be their peace. And we thank you that even what the devil has meant for bad, you will unify the family, salvation, deliverance will come for the good in the name of Jesus. We pray for the McGett family, for the passing of their mother, the matriarch, and as they celebrate her life in Myrtle Beach. I thank you as they celebrate her life, that you, Father, will be at that celebration to remember the love, the nurturing, the love for you, the love for others, that as the family comes together, you give them the peace during this time. You comfort their hearts and their minds. And we just thank you that you go before them for traveling mercies as they travel to lay her to rest. We pray for the Doris Harris family for her passing. And Father, the same thing. We send the word of peace and comfort. And in the midst of the tears, we'll remember the memories that have undergirded us, that have taught us, that have instructed us to love you, to lean on you, to still believe in you and your word. So we pray for that Harris family. And, Father, we celebrate the completion of Jackie with her leadership class. Father, I thank you for her salvation, to her maturing each and every day, to love you, to want to lead others to that place in you of deliverance. And I thank you that as these classes, as this class that she has taken, this knowledge that she has learned, she'll pass it on and you'll make her even a greater leader for your glory and for her good. Now, we thank you for all the unspoken requests that are on this line this morning. We thank you for the many as all around the world, they will celebrate Valentine's Day, but let us celebrate the ultimate agape love that you give us one for another. Father, we speak comfort to the hearts of many who will be battling loneliness and depression this weekend. We cancel that at the root and remind them that you are still always their lover of their soul, their companion that sticks closer than a brother. We just speak peace and the joy of the Lord to their hearts throughout this weekend. Now, Father, as we leave this call, we fill each and every prayer request in the blood of Jesus. And with the accuracy that comes from your word, the accuracy of the Holy Ghost, we aim these prayers toward the answers that only you can give. We have a blessed assurance in your word that they will not return void, according to Isaiah 55:11. So we thank you that we don't wait till the battle's over. We shout now the victory in you. We shout now that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of our testimony is that the Jehovah Nissi, the victory, rest and rule and abide in our soul and in our hearts. And as you order our steps throughout this weekend, as you order our steps in the days and weeks and months of this year to come, we'll remember this theme that we have fasted and prayed in 2015 through me. Father, we're laying hands on our own selves. We're prophesying in our own lives, in me, miracles, signs, and wonders shall be seen. Our because it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you so much. Go out and have a blessed weekend. Many of you all are here on the MMC call. Be blessed and look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.